Natural gas has been touted as a bridge between coal and a clean energy future. And its low price is outcompeting some coal plants. Gas is having a similar effect on another big power source that emits no carbon pollution, nuclear energy. For State Impact Pennsylvania, the Allegheny Front's Reed Fraser reports this could be a setback in the fight against climate change.
It was just 4 short years ago when an American president said this about natural gas.
If extracted safely, it's the bridge fuel that can power our economy with less of the carbon pollution that causes climate change.
President Obama's prediction became partially true. Hundreds of coal plants have closed, but now something else is happening too. Inside the Three Mile Island nuclear plant, a reactor creates enough electricity to power 800,000 homes. But the plant is slated to shut down next year. Inside a control room, shift manager Nick Favorito says he hopes that doesn't happen.
We're hopeful that we'll work with the PA legislature to find a solution to keep these plants running, since they are carbon-free source electricity, a large carbon-free source electricity.
But it might be tough for the plant's owner, Exelon, to keep it online. The plant can't make money in an electricity market flooded by cheap natural gas. Researcher Jesse Jenkins says that's bad news for the climate.
So if your concern is about climate change and you view it as an urgent and perhaps even existential threat to human society and to the environment, then you should be very concerned about the closure of nuclear power plants. And indeed, it's the thing that keeps me up most at night right now.
Jenkins is a PhD candidate at MIT who studies ways to lower the carbon footprint of the electric grid. He says nuclear plants around the country are retiring much sooner than they have to. In addition to Three Mile Island, First Energy announced it was closing 3 of its nuclear plants in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Jenkins says each of these are large sources of carbon-free electricity that'll probably be replaced by natural gas, which emits the greenhouse gas carbon dioxide, though not as much as coal.
And losing each one is a significant step back at a time we should be making rapid progress towards a zero carbon energy system.
An industry-funded study found the 4 nuclear plants scheduled to close in Ohio and Pennsylvania provide more emissions-free electricity than all the wind and solar in the entire Mid-Atlantic region. To stay in business, nuclear plant owners are turning to states and the federal government for help. First Energy has asked the federal government to declare a grid emergency to keep its coal and nuclear plants running. New York and Illinois are subsidizing struggling nuclear plants by giving them zero emissions credits. Matt Wald is with the Nuclear Energy Institute, an industry trade group. He says the credits are necessary.
We are seeking to have the market recognize the things that we provide to the system. It doesn't do that now.
Nuclear's precarious situation creates a problem for environmental groups. Tom Schuster is with the Sierra Club in Pennsylvania.
It's a complicated issue for us.
Schuster says there are climate benefits with nuclear, but also environmental problems.
We also have concerns about pollution from nuclear energy in the form of radioactive waste that we haven't really figured out a great way to deal with. And also mining of the uranium fuel and the processing of that fuel, which is very energy intensive and can lead to toxic pollution.
But it's still the country's top source of carbon-free electricity. So the Sierra Club supported state bailouts for nuclear that also promoted renewables.
I kind of think about it as thinking about nuclear plant policy as a phase-out rather than a bailout.
The best way to get this to happen, he says, is through a carbon tax, but that's unlikely at the federal level right now. So could Pennsylvania bail out its nuclear industry? Maybe. But the state's large natural gas industry opposes any bailout for nuclear, and there are no bills in the legislature to do so right now. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Fraser.